Welcome to The Daily Dose, where we are currently walking through an overview of the entire Bible. Join us today as we learn the story of Scripture and see God's redemptive plan through Christ from cover to cover. Let's listen to Matt Reister, Director of Christian Crusaders and the Cedar Falls Bible Conference.
Today, we're going to be in Acts chapter 8, verses 4 through 8, and we're going to meet another influential Christian in the early church named Philip. Going back a few devotions, you remember that there was a problem arising in the early church, and that problem was that Hellenist Jewish Christians, that is, Greek-speaking Jews who had been converted to Christianity, their widows were being left out of the daily distribution of food. One of the jobs in the church was to take care of the widows, but these particular widows, who were kind of outsiders in their own right, they were being left out. This problem was brought to the attention of the apostles, and they selected seven men to make sure that this problem was no longer a problem. The first one listed is Stephen, and we obviously have learned about Stephen over the last several devotions. That martyrdom, that stoning of Stephen, led to a broad persecution of the early church, which caused a lot of the people in that church to scatter out of Jerusalem. Well, one of the other guys who was a colleague, a co-laborer with Stephen in the job of taking care of the widows who were being overlooked is a guy named Philip. And after the stoning of Stephen, he fled to Samaria. And that brings us to today's text. Before we jump in, I want to thank the Family Leader for being our Daily Dose Devotion sponsor. You can learn more about the Family Leader in the announcements at the end of this devotion. And as always, thank you to the Family Leader for their support. Chapter 8, verse 4. Now, those who were scattered went about preaching the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed to them the Christ. And the crowds, with one accord, paid attention to what was being said by Philip when they heard him and saw the signs that he did. For unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, came out of many who had them, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was much joy in that city. Another short text here with several things we could go really deep on. We're just going to briefly hit on a few of them. The first thing to touch on, and that's interesting to me, is it says that Philip went down to Samaria, but if you look at your map, you see that Samaria is north of Jerusalem. And I don't know if any of you are like me, you pay attention to details in your Bible, you believe that the Bible is inerrant, it's infallible, it's completely accurate, there are no contradictions, and then something like this gets thrown at you, wait a minute, what do you mean they went down to Samaria, and actually they went north? Wouldn't that be up? Maybe that's me just in my own weird mind. But what's going on here is that the elevation of Jerusalem is high and the elevation of Samaria is low. So even though they're going north, they are going down in elevation. So we can check that concern or question or skepticism about the reliability of Scripture off our list. The next thing I want to jump into is these signs and wonders that were being done by Philip. They had been done by Stephen before him. They've been done by apostles, disciples in Acts and in the early church in multiple scenarios. In this case, it said people were paying attention to what he was proclaiming about Jesus Christ in part because they saw the signs that he did. And it lists a couple signs that he did. Unclean spirits were coming out of people who had unclean spirits. So demon-possessed people were having spirits cast out of them. Sounds like it was pretty dramatic because they were crying out with a loud voice. It also says that many who were paralyzed or who were lame were healed. And I'll let you decide where you're at on the issue of signs and wonders. But I'll lay out three general categories that people fall in today theologically on how they understand this. One category would be people who believe that those signs and wonders ended after the first century Christians, the apostles, were dead and gone. That God gave these miraculous signs and wonders to the apostles to accompany the very first preaching of the gospel as it went out into the world for the first time as a way to validate or verify the message that they were teaching. And there are people who believe that that particular supernatural work of God ended in history after the first generation of Christians and apostles had passed on from the earth. A second category of Christians today would be on the other side of the spectrum, and they would say that all of that stuff is happening all around the world to a similar degree. And not just lame people being healed, not just demons being cast out, but people speaking in tongues, people getting words of prophecy. I've heard people claim that they've seen dead people raised to life, just like in biblical times. And then there's a third category that's somewhere in the middle. And Christian Crusaders as a ministry doesn't take a position on these types of debatable matters, these types of peripheral issues. But I would say that I personally am somewhere in the middle. Though I'd hurry on to say that this is also a category where I'm not totally confident in my own position. I don't know for sure. But I'd say that there's certainly a strong likelihood that God is still doing miraculous signs and wonders in the world through people who trust Christ as an accompanying validation or verification of the message of the gospel, particularly when it's going out into a population that has never heard the gospel. At the same time, I think that some of the stuff that we see on TV or that we hear about in the West, in America, is fraudulent. It's fake. It's sensational for the purpose of raising money or doing other things that aren't what the Lord is interested in. Like I said, you can figure out where you're at on these issues, but this short text today gives us a chance to at least touch on that and get us thinking about these types of things. The third thing I want to mention before we wrap up is really also a challenge to us, and that is to highlight the boldness of Philip and others like him, who after they witnessed the death of Stephen, after they witnessed the Jewish leaders ramping up a broad-based persecution of the church, one of the texts said that Saul, one of the Jewish leaders at the time, was continually ravaging the church, dragging out men and women, putting them in prison, beating them, killing them. The boldness that it took for guys like Philip to go to a different area on his own and continue to faithfully and clearly preach the gospel, that's the kind of boldness that you and I should display in our lives. And friends, we have it so easy compared to these guys, yet we're so concerned that someone might not like us, or somebody might scoff at us, or somebody might ostracize us because we're too outspoken, or we take too strong of a stand for Jesus Christ or for the truth claims of Scripture. Come on. If Philip can go do what we read that he just did, we can certainly be more bold in our daily lives. Come back next time for more about the fruit of Philip's ministry. Thanks for tuning in and have a great day.
This is The Daily Dose, a podcast of Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. Please subscribe on Apple, Google, or Spotify podcasts, or download the free Christian Crusaders app and share with a friend. Also, prayerfully consider supporting our ministry at ChristianCrusaders.org, where you can find our weekly 30-minute radio broadcast airing on stations around the world since 1936, and where you can listen to our Conversations podcast featuring inspiring interviews with interesting Christians. Special thanks to our Daily Dose sponsor, The Family Leader. God designed three social institutions, the family, the church, and government. At The Family Leader, they are bringing all three together, honoring God and blessing our neighbors. Learn how and join them at thefamilyleader.com. We also want to highlight another special ministry partner, the Cedar Falls Bible Conference. Check out conference videos and schedule of events online at cedarfallsbibleconference.com. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.